Amanda. She didn't know what she was headed for, and when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high, and when she found out she couldn't fly, lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize.
Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and broadcasting online at classicalwscs.org. The Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly show of musical and media exploration from the past century of recorded sound. If it's in your attic, or in your parents' attic, or in your grandparents' attic, you'll probably hear it on the Radio Thrift Shop. One of the segments that I haven't done in a long time on the Radio Thrift Shop is called Left Off the Charts, where I dig out an obscure album from the archives and bring it to your ears. So on this edition of the Thrift Shop, I'm going to feature tracks from a 1981 LP by Mike Bauman called Get a Grip. It's an album that was released privately by Mike Bauman, and it's an utterly unknown folk, jazz, prog, pop album with a nice spiritual jazz touch on some tracks and some weird bluesy quirkiness on others. It's definitely not solid like all the way through, but there are some really standout tracks on this album, and I'm going to play them for you now. So, left off the charts on the Radio Thrift Shop, this is Mike Bauman and some selections from his 1981 LP, Get a Grip. We'll be right back.
saw this guy. He's big as size. The things he wants, he cannot have. The things he needs, well, that's just too bad.
Left off the chart segment here on the Radio Thrift Shop, we heard the Mike Bowman LP, Get a Grip, released in 1981. Started that set off with Breakfast and Coffee. That's a good way to start the set off. Then we heard Hour Long, Zonin', Time, and Peanut Butter Rocks and Jelly Rolls. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. And it's time to explore the new release shelf here in the Thrift Shop. I've got a fantastic album by Pascal Bocar called Guitar Balafonics. Every track on this album, or I should say CD, is outstanding, and it features Pascal Bocar on guitar, Art Maxwell on flute and soprano sax, Aaron Germain on bass, Eric Tillman on piano, Leon Joyce on drums, Daria Niles on vocals, and Elhaj Mabufay on sitar, Eddie Duran, Madeline Duran, and Sheikh Tarimu Mabaye. Brand new release, Pascal Bocar, Guitar Balafonics. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Horn from his 1957 LP, House of Horn. That was Ponytail. Before that, we heard Pascal Bocar from his new release, Guitar Balafonics, and Horace Silver's Song for My Father. Prior to that, Herbie Mann with Coming Home Baby, and we started that set off again with Pascal Bocar and Bye Bye Blackbird.
Exploring science in the sea. In the oceans, one organism's trash may be another's treasure. Bits of plastic that wash into the sea can choke or entangle birds, turtles, and other large creatures. But they may also be perfect homes for microscopic creatures, who can turn a plastic chip into a thriving colony, an ecological niche known as the plastosphere. Millions of tons of plastic trash float atop the oceans. Although plastic doesn't degrade very easily, it does break up into smaller pieces, which can float for decades. In a recent study, researchers skimmed some of these small bits of debris from the North Atlantic Ocean. They examined the material under an electron microscope and analyzed the DNA of organisms clinging to the plastic. They found that each little bit of debris hosted its own thriving ecosystem. Some contained hundreds of different species of organisms, an entire food chain floating on a plastic raft that might be no bigger than the head of a pin. Tiny pits in these rafts contain plastic-eating microbes. That suggests that the plastic might eventually be consumed by these creatures, ridding the oceans of at least some of the trash. The populations on these plastic rafts can be quite different from that of the water around them, showing that organisms are hitchhiking across long distances. Some of them are nasty, the same type of bacteria that cause cholera and other health problems. So while bacteria may get rid of some of the trash, they may also carry diseases far across the oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, last night I was doing some shortwave radio listening, and I tuned into a radio station that I had never heard before. It was WTWW, broadcasting on 5085 kilohertz from Lebanon, Tennessee. That's WTWW 5085 kilohertz. And the DJ was playing all kinds of music, just fantastic music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Some of it was country music, some of it was kind of easy listening. But he played things like Donovan's Hurdy Gurdy Man and If You're Going to San Francisco, and just really great mix of stuff. So I enjoyed it tremendously. And the DJ was asking for requests, so I emailed the station. And this is what he played for me. We'll be right back.
wake up in the morning, put my hair down to my eyes, and she says, and I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says,
how you feeling, hon?
And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I got to say, God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland and Mother Goose ain't no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing that she's busy, and I ask if she could get away and meet me and maybe grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late,
always late.
But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when first she sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that's not loving me, then all I got to say, God didn't make little green apples, it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. There's no such thing as make-believe, puppet dogs and autumn leaves and BB guns. God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
Where can the skills you learned with ham radio take you? Amateur radio, often called ham radio, is the place where today's communications engineers got their hands-on training. With its analog, digital, audio, and video capabilities, modern hams use computers and radios in new ways. It's not just your grandfather's radio anymore. It can take you around the world or into a whole new career. Learn more about modern ham radio at WeDoThatRadio.org.
All right, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Before that public service announcement, we heard Bing Crosby with Little Green Apples, and of course Les Reed, Man of Action, the theme song to Radio North Sea International, which I'm really grateful was played for me as a request on the WTWW shortwave. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to communicate with me, you can email radiothriftshop@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshop@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with some more music. And until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.